If you remember, we had just looked at the Gemara in the bottom of Hey Amin Aleph, Hakomis Rapin, Kotzmi Atzei Asherah, and we were trying to figure out the mystery that mystified most of the Rishonim here, which is, what's so bad about being Misrapim Atzei Asherah, since you're not actually worshipping, Avodah Zarah. And one approach, it's not last time someone mentioned Tosfos verse, but let's start with the simplest approach. The simple approach here is to get into a machlokas rishonim, both over here and in Sanhedrin daf ayin dalet, about a concept with rishonim nickname. Even though again in the Gemara they use this word for a different part of the sugya, abizrayu the gimel chamuros. What about the ancillary isurim of avodah zarah gila raishis yichas damim? So our Gemara seems to work out very nicely, right? Which is what the Ran here says, and the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, and the Balamor assumes, and Rabbi David here. Our Gemara works out very nicely. We assume that Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rais, and Shechus Dam are not just specific Yisurim, but are names of areas of Halacha, and any Abizrai that's in that area of Halacha is in Hargal Yavor. So then our Gemara works out very beautifully. So basically, if you want to say which Sugyot seem to show that the Abizrayu are Yehari V'al Yavor, Atzei Asherah seems to be a valid proof that Abizrayu, the Gemal Averos, are Yehari V'al Yavor. What other Gemara seems to be a good proof that Abizrayu, the Gemal Averos, are Yehari V'al Yavor? Donnie? Exactly. The Gemara in, here we have, Safin, Kapay, Yaman Aleph, Sanhedrin, Ayin, Yaman Aleph, it's all the way at the end of the 8th parak. The case of, let's call it, Helo, Libo, Tina, right, his heart had some sort of, it's a little funny, usually we only discuss these things metaphorically in literature, but apparently he actually had some heartbreak, which is considered a dangerous medical condition. And they're also, they said, not only can't he be bold, the girl, even when the doctors tried to make up Shara, he couldn't even have Tamil the fun of Aruma, or even Lesapri Mami Achor Geder, which is clearly not Gilei Arayos, Mamish. Okay, those, before we get back to Arsugya, those on the other side of the Machlokes, right, who hold that Abizrayu, the Gilei is not Yehar Gal Yavor, how could they be Doche, that Gemara of the guy who was Hela Libotina? How could it be Doha that Gemara?
Well, that was maybe a specific case, like the Rambam says when it comes to Kairos.
Right, meaning the Gemara says, Bishlama, the Chavos Yair speaks this out explicitly. Bishlama, Laman Damer, she was an Ashes Ish. Then I understand why he had to die. If she was a Pnui, why did he have to die? In the end, the Gemara says it's because of, let's say, the Rambam picks the opinion of Shloi Ibn Eshel Prutz Barayos, because it'll lead to Hefker in society, as you can imagine. You know, this kind of, it's one thing if a guy's in a situation, Rahmana Litzlan, and I don't know, some guy or whatever, like, forces him in some strange situation. But here, with a guy just on his own decided he was very lovesick, if he could get a heter out of the rabbis for that, that would be the end of Tznius and Kedushas Yisrael, because everyone would jump on the bandwagon and mysteriously contract the exact same disease. So, it could very well be, right, that it's not... Even in the beginning of the Gemara, it was an Ashes Ish. They weren't saying this is the regular Dinah Yehar Gal Yavor. After all, it's only Abizrayu. What they were saying is it's obvious that we have to make a gedder here. Shelo Yu Prutzos Barayos. So maybe all along, and even by a Pnuya, we have to worry about the effects on society. And all along, it was because of the effects on society. That's what the Rambam might sound like. How can you be Docha? Right? How can you be Docha this for the other side? You could say it's really a sort of a tikkun olam, or what we call in halakha language, migdar milsa, right? Migdar milsa means we can violate the normal rules of halakha if it's necessary to breach a fence in, you know, the religious practice of Am Yisrael as a whole. So therefore, like we said, shelo yu benos Yisrael, etc. Right. Okay, anyone else want to have another way that they could theoretically be Docha? That Gemara? That Raya that proves that was Raya Yehar Val Yahor? Right, it's not so Pasha. This is not as popular in the Achronim. But, you know, if you just ask me using my common sense, then, you know, first the doctor said he had to be bold, the girl, or else he would die. So the Chacham said no. So all of a sudden the doctor's more flexible and said, okay, well, he can just look at her unclothed, or else he'll die. Chacham said no to this. He said, all right, more flexible. He could just, you know, have inappropriate conversation with her on the phone, and or else he'll die. So the stomach, just like he wouldn't have died for not being bold or not seeing her unclothed. He also wouldn't die for this. The stomach's not going to die. It's just a shtus that the doctors are cooperating with, because these were doctors who didn't have any Yerushimayim and thought that it was a good natural lifestyle to engage in pritzah. So you could also say, even though that Gemara is at the end of the Yehar Val Yavar Sugya in the end of the Yehar Val Yavar Sugya in Sanhedrin, it doesn't explicitly say these are the regular rules of Yehar Val Yavar. It could be no, this is a special rule of Tikkun Bnos Yisrael, or it could be that it was not real Sarkona, which could also explain why maybe that's not a good ride. Okay, before we get back to... Yeah?
Doesn't Mara say that Yamos and you shouldn't do any of these things?
Right! The question is, how literally do they mean it? Like, the Gemara doesn't say that he died.
But their point was that they didn't really think he was going to die. Saying that was kind of misleading, though.
Okay, Efshar. Efshar. You know, it could be that they were trying to make a point forcefully. Here, Taina, this is not the simplest shot in the Gemara. Also, then, what the Havmin would have been okay by a Pnuya. Unless you have to say, maybe the Havmin is, even though he wasn't a real Sakana, still for a Chola, we could be making on talking to a Pnuya. But that's why I said the Chavos Yor is very explicit about this first way. The anyone know any Gemaras in Shas, specifically, let's say, in Sanhedrin, that seem...
But isn't always also another thing is that it wasn't even... It's not even on Israel.
No. The raya is not from the Pnuya. The Pnuya is just clearly for Tikkun Olam. The raya, when it was an Eishes Ish, the Gemara says, if Eishes Ish Nicha, he couldn't do it. Why was it Nicha? He couldn't do it for an Eishes Ish. So the Chavos Yor says, that was also Nicha for Tikkun Olam. Right? But the raya is only in the stage where they thought it was an Eishes Ish. Anything in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, you got a chance to look at their Balamor, Melchamas, etc., that seems to be a raya that Abba's Raihu are not Yehor Vel Yavar? So, if you, the Gemara said that, what sugyo seem to prove that it is Yavor Ve'al Yehareg, right? What are the rayas that I was writing all over here? This might not be Harvel Yavor. Esther, excellent. Esther, well, it's not so clear. Simple shot, Esther was not Abzrai who did Gimel Averos. What was Esther, simple shot? Well, what did Chazal tell us about Esther's personal status? Her personal status, she was Aishas Mordechai. Right? Yeah. That's not what it says explicitly, but that's what Chazal tell us. Right? So, she was Aishas Mordechai. That's Gila Raya Smavish, you know? And what married woman sleeping with a different man? And Chagila Raya Skadot Mizos. So, let's leave that aside. The Gemara there says that we give the Goyim Kvaki Vidamniki. I don't know exactly what the right way to put the vowels in is. You have to look in the Steinzels. But the Gemara there tells us, the Gemara says that Hani Kvaki Vidaminiki Hechi Avina Luhu. We give them Kvaki Vidaminiki, and we don't call it a Shas HaShmad because they're not trying to get us to violate our religion. What are Kvaki Vidimoniki? There is some sort of influence they used to worship their fire god of some sort. I'm not a Bucky in ancient Abu Zara. But there's some sort of fire influence they use to worship their pagan gods. And we give it to them and lend it to them for their big holidays. And that's not called a shmad because they're not trying to like wipe out Judaism. They're just trying to like get the hana of having like more things to use. Right? I mean, they're not trying to get us to be pagans. They're just trying to get themselves more equipment. So, the question which the Rishonim asked there is, Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalav Medes, Vaki, the Dimoniki. Right, the question that the Balamor and the Melchamas address themselves to is Rashi says, "Klein echosh nosum gechom gevomim va'umlo tnei shulchan lachem l'schamim kenegdom." That it's a chok avodas chavim to put these things where you burn coals and use this kind of method of heating in the temple in the time of the idolatrous holiday. So it's a chukas akum. So the question is, all the Rishonim ask is this kvaki v'dimoniki? Why isn't this avizrayi d'gimel averos? So why isn't this Yehar Vel Yavar? This seems to prove that if it's right, Gimel Aviros, you're giving them things to use in their temple. Seems to prove that if it's right, Gimel Aviros is not Yehar Vel Yavar. We're allowed to give it to them so they won't kill us. How would you get out of this proof? Anyone know the Balmor Mechalas? Okay, we'll have to come back to this. But what do you think? Is this a good proof that I was right to give them not your holy Yahweh? You're giving them things they'll use for idol worship. Ties into something we discussed earlier this year. Or not.
Is that really a of any sort? Does it even get your hand off from it? It's
not no, but it is, you know, causing them to worship their idols in a certain way.
But maybe it doesn't necessarily mean that you're actually going to steal your living.
Litne Iver, what chakir do we mention Litne Iver earlier this year? Right? This is the Minchas Chena brings up. Is Litne Iver, Beit Adam L'makom, that Kilu Litne Iver is part of each Aveira, is not the cause that Aveira to be violated? Or is Litne Iver, Beit Adam L'chaveira, that you shouldn't mess someone up? Right? Or, as they use in Yeshivish language nowadays, is it an Isser Prati? Right? You shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't make someone worship Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't eat trait, you shouldn't make someone eat trait. Right? You shouldn't drink wine if you're a nuzzer, you shouldn't make a nuzzer drink wine, etc. Shouldn't kill someone, you shouldn't make someone kill someone. Or, is it an Isser Klali, you just shouldn't mess people up by helping them go down the wrong path. So, the Ramban is Doche, the Mochamos there, the Mochamos Doche, he says, Lifnei Iver is a separate Isser and not Abizrayu. Says the Isser here is Lifnei Iver. That's what's wrong with it. You are making the helping them worship their gods. And helping them worship their gods is not a part of the Isser Avodah Zarah. It's not an Isser Prati that part of the Isser Avodah Zarah is Lifnei Iver Avodah Zarah, and part of Chazer is Lifnei Iver of Chazer, and part of Chol Shabbos Lifnei Iver of Chol Shabbos. Rather, it's a general idea. You're not supposed to help someone go down the wrong path. You're not supposed to help someone, you know, get into trouble. And here, you're making these going to get into trouble by having them sink deeper and deeper into idolatry. Okay, but that being Allah, that's not Abizrayu of Abizrayu. The Hechitinsi happens to be Abu Zara. Right? But that's not Abizrayu of... that's not Abizrayu of Abu Zara. That's a regular bit on Lahavero, you know, not being, you know, not helping someone hurt themselves. You know, trying to be a nice guy and trying to keep people from going down the wrong path. The Hechitinsi happens to be the worshipping of Abu Zara, but that's not... That's not Abizrayu. The Ramban gets out of this raya by saying that that's not Abizrayu of Abu Zara. That's an Isser Klali of Lifnei Iver. The Baal HaMor, we'll come back to this, there, has a different way of dealing with this. The Baal HaMor says, a big chiddush, he says, even though it is Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, even though Abizrayu Avodah Zarah is Yehar Vel Yavar, he says that Hanas Atzman in Avodah Zarah is not Yehar Vel Yavar. Actually says Gila Arias and Avodah Zarah. And Gila Arias and Avodah Zarah, basically, in the Gimel Chamuros, are only Hargal Yavor if the guy is trying to make you violate your religion. But if the guy is just trying to help himself, like he says, Gila Arias, the guy might, you Jew, I'm going to make you Gila Arias. That's a Hargal Yavor. But if the guy just wants to sleep with a nice looking fellow, then that's not your Hargal Yavor, Avodah Zarah. If he says, I want you to become an Avodah Zarah, that's your Hargal Yavor. Because that is oppressing our religion. But if he just wants his own benefit, and not Atman, these guys, they didn't want the Jews to be Obdei Wazara. They just wanted a lot of these parents so they could have a beautiful looking ritual. So they could like be Mahadir in the way they worship their own God and their own business. They just, you know, instead of having to go out to the shuk and buy a lot of extra equipment, or go to some neighboring town and pick up extra equipment, they wanted it for free. So they, quote unquote, borrowed it from the Jews. That's an Atman, and Atman is Mutter.
What would you say in a case where you have different, let's say an officer, you have people working for somebody else, where the person who is devising the whole idea and does it for his own ideological reasons, he wants to work with a desire to be with women or whatever, But the person in charge will say to you in the concentration camp or whatever, but that person just wants to do his job. He just wants to get you to bow down, not because he cares what was there. He actually himself doesn't care.
Niralanya's daiti, that's not called Hanas Atman. That's called, he's part of the system, he's coupled to the system, and the system is trying to get you to violate your religion. Niralanya's daiti. We'll see if it makes enough for you in this case anyway. Okay, here's some of the background of the other sugyas about Abzrayu. On the one hand, we have Kvaki v'dimoniki, which seems to prove Abzrayu are not okay, meaning l'chachila, but are okay under, in case the kind of fashos. But you can be doch in two ways, by saying the other side of the litany, Iver Chakira, or by this big Kiddush of Balamor that says Anas Atzman takes it out of your Yehor Gal Yavar. And on the other hand, we have the case of the guy who was lovesick, who was literally heartbroken, and that seems to be the Abzrayu is Yehor Gal Yavar. Unless you get out of it by saying that wasn't regular rules of Yehor Gal Yavar, that was either some general Shaloyu Gnos Yisrael Prutos, some general Migdor Milsa of Tikkun Gnos Yisrael, or you say that whole thing was really a fake anyway, and the Chachamim were just, you know, playing chicken with the doctors, and you know, and being onek silki ivalto. Let's get back to our sugya though. In our sugya, what do we do? Our sugya sounds like Abzrayu is Yehor Gal Yavar, but we'll have to see how we actually deal with this sugya. So the best way to deal with this sugya is just to say that one, all Abzrayu are Yehor Gal Yavar. And our sugya is a great raya for this. This is the opinion of many, 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 many Rishonim, the Ran and the Balamor and Ravina David and the Ramban, and many Rishonim say any Hanami Gimel Averos, anything to do with Gimel Averos, is Yehare V'Al Yavor. Okay. However, this seems to be going a little far because just the Averos of Chomer, why should that whole area of halacha be more chomer? So what is the other possible approach? Okay, who did we mention last time? Tosis. What did Tosis say? Right, so what is all Abzrayu Yehor Gal Yavar? What is Tosis basically saying?
Only the one that
is Moshe. Right, exactly. That, it depends. Tosis is saying, let's have common sense. Tosis is saying, a balabata svara in the good way. A common sense svara. He's saying, look, let's not be so long to say only mamash halos of Rezara, or anything that the Rambam would put in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. Let's be practical. Some Abzrayu are just a harchaka yisera, or a, you know, a statement of principle, or a milos that we don't like to have anything to do with Avodas Zara. And some Abzrayu are really just one step away from becoming an Ovid Avodas Zara. So Tosa says it depends. Only, right, some Abzrayu, only some Abzrayu are Yehor Gal Yavar. Which ones? Right? This is Tosfos. Which are those some Abzrayu that are Yehor Gal Yavar? In Tosfos Lashon, that Asi Lemite Basar Avodah Zarah, or he says a little later, Mashcha, only the things which are Asi Lemite Basrei. Those things are likely, not just could, anything could, right? Meaning, it could be that I just find this nice aisle and you melt it down for the gold and I'm netting it from it, and indirectly someday that could lead me to Rosh Avodah Zarah. Then that's not like sort of normal Derech Olam. But, Ripoy Ba'atze Yashera, right, if you think about it, if someone, Chas V'Shalom, someone has terrible cancer, I don't know, third stage, whatever they call it, cancer, and the doctors give up hope, some guy comes to us and says, look, I have this Ashera wood, you know, violate lo yidbach yotum umun acherem, use this asherah wood, burn it under the full moon, say the right incantation, and the power of the asherah will cure your cancer. So if the guy actually doesn't, it cures his cancer? That's not maybe, you know. That's pusher that he's going to end up going to church the next day. Obviously, what person wouldn't be led to worship over there if that happened? Who could possibly withstand that nisayon? The guy was cured of sakanas nefashos through the power of the asherah? Of course he's going to end up being an Ovid of Zara. And Tosfos also, I think, worked very nicely for the case of Sanhedrin as well. Tosfos is saying, not that all Abzrayu Yehor Gal Yavar. Maybe all Abzrayu aren't Yehor Gal Yavar, but in the case of Sanhedrin, that was Asi Lamente, that was the whole point. That wasn't just Stam Abzrayu de Gilei Arayus, I don't know, Stam, he was, in an elevator with a woman once or something. That was Mamish, we know the story. His whole plan, he was heartbreaking, he was dying to be bold with this woman. So of course whatever he does is going to lead to being bold with that woman and doing Gilei Arayus. Those are the kinds of Yehargal Yavar, that are Asi Lamente Basrei, that lead you down a path that are not just technical Abizrayim. So that is Tosos. The Nafgamina between Tosos and, let's say, the Ramban and the Balamor, of course, is what's the Nafgamina in our Sugya?
There's other rewards available.
Exactly. Olin Stam or not, right? That's the main Nafgamina, right? The main Nafgamina is what about Olin Stam, the Havi, Shel Ashera, right? This is an if you look through all the Rishonim, you'll notice that everyone seems to quote the Yerushalmi a little differently, right? There are different ways of quoting the Yerushalmi, because one thing is very clear. The Yerushalmi clearly, for sure, quotes an Ibaya and asks this question. What if the guy said in the Olam Stam and he brought out Ashera? Meaning, there are two different cases. There's the case where he says, it's the power of the Ashera, the magic of the Ashera will do it. And then there's the case where he says, look, there's a certain medicine you need, I don't know what you need vitamin D or else you're going to die. And the only way to get vitamin D is from, I don't know, oak leaves. And I'm making that up. Don't actually be so much on this as medical information. And the only oak tree is an Asherah. Right? What if it so happens that coincidentally you just need physically, you need to keep warm. The guy's dying of cold. Without a fire, he'll die. And the only wood nearby is the Atzei Asherah. That's all it's done. You're not a doctor using the Asherah power. Just happens to be that you end up coincidentally needing to get Hanah by violating the law of Hanah from Avodah Zarah. So Tosos deals with this implicitly without quoting the Yerushalmi. He quotes the other part of the Yerushalmi. The Ritva here brings this down very explicitly, right? That that if he just said bring me Stam, the only ones available for Zara, that's okay, and that's what Tosus quotes based on the Yerushalmi, and the Ra'ad disagreed, says no, that's not what it says in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, other Yerushalmi say even the Yerushalmi, it's not clear what the Maskana was, that it's Yerushal Yavar either. So basically, if you say that all Amazari are Yerushal Yavar, then this should be usher even for Olin Stam. According to Tosos, obviously Olin Stam is mutter. Coincidentally, you just have to get an offer from an idol. That's not a problem in Mokum Pikuach Nefesh. That's an Asi Lemite. Only if you're using the magical power of the idol, that's an obvious Asi Lemite.
Isn't it
the
Doraisa principle?
What?
Isn't
this
a Doraisa principle?
Lachor is a Doraisa principle, because you heard about Yavar's Doraisa. Where do we get this Doraisa principle from? Because the Pasuk says, we'll see later, Yahat HaShem L'kach V'chol L'vav V'chol Nafshecha. Right? V'chol Nafshecha means you have to give up your life to not worship Avodah Zarah. So misvara midaraisa, that means give up your life to not actually worship Avodah Zarah and to not probably worship Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't mean give up your life to avoid anything which has anything to do with Avodah Zarah.
If that's the source, wouldn't that seem to indicate that it would only be limited to Avodah Zarah? The fact that Akilah Raios gets in through a haggish stomach and this is working on its own plane.
Theoretically, you could hold differently about Akilah Raios and about Avodah Zarah, you're saying? Mm-hmm. Theoretically, you're right, because they come from different subjects. There's a whole deal that we'll see a little. As whether in the end, once we learn them all from different sukkim, do they have something in common? Or do we say no, they're just coincidentally learned from different sukkim? But since Chazal, we put them together, you're right, but let's minastam assume that they go together and that even though we learn them from different sukkim, we sense a pattern coming out of them and they fit into one general category of Gimel Chamuz.
In general, I find it easier, but particularly if they
why? If you're going to end up doing Gilei Raios, then it's your Har Gal Yavar. To take a serious chance of Gilei Raios is your Har Gal Yavar. Not so crazy. I mean, yeah.
Does anybody
say Tosfos Kol?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen this discussion explicitly in the Rishonim. You have to figure out exactly where to draw the line. You know, then I guess people who are just have different levels of worrying. Could draw the line differently, right? Like, you know, what would meet Tosfos' standards of Asi Lemite and what would not? Clearly, this guy who was heartbroken and his only, you know, only pleasure in life was to sit and dream all day about being bold as girl, that's clearly an Asi Lemite Basrei. You know, I don't know, Stam, Yichud, with someone never met, is that also on that level? On the one hand, it could easily lead to an Avera. On the other hand, it's not quite as bad as the magical power of the Asherah and this guy is heartbroken. See, I have to figure out where to draw the line. In general, the poskim just seem to assume, by the way, that Abizrahu is Yehor Beliavar. That seems to be the general consensus of the poskim. And I have not seen anyone bring Tosin to Gilei Arayos. Maybe I just didn't look hard enough.
Do you think it would be a sabra by Ritzicha also? Like getting angry or something? Or being driving
the Ritzicha? By Ritzicha is a little tricky because, some things are not really Abizrahu, they're just like Musar. You know, not everything there's Musar about is really Abizrahu, right? That I think is pretty clear. I mean, anyone who's angry is also like your Ovid Avodazara. But you wouldn't necessarily apply it to your Hargal Yavar, but in terms of things that are more close to Abizrahu, like this big machlokes shown about Mal B'nei Chavir Barabin, whether it's your Hargal Yavar, there's lots to talk about there. Who does not mention anything about Abizrahu being your Hargal Yavar or of any kind of Abizrahu? The Rambam. The Rambam, interestingly, here is very tricky. Because the Rambam mamish doesn't say anything. Which makes a lot of sense, because the Rambam just normally talks about what's in the Gemara. The Rambam in the fifth paragraph of the Torah, where he discusses all these things, doesn't say anything. So, it's not so clear what he means. He says that, right, Bishar mitzvah schufi avodus chum gila reshiyos dam vol sholosh averus eilu yehari gal yavor. For the three averus of avodus zar gila reshiyos dam vol yehari gal yavor. Pashup shot in the Rambam, he says, for the three averus of avodus zar gila reshiyos dam vol. Pashup shot in the Rambam, that he means, davka, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. That's a Pashut Pshat in the Rambam. And then he means Davka, these three Averos. That's all the examples he brings. He doesn't bring an example of Atzei Asherah. He doesn't bring other kinds of Abizrahic examples. So Pashut Pshat in the Rambam is Pashim Shah in the Rambam is that no Abizrahu are Yehor Gal Yavor. The Rambam then, of course, is going to have a little trouble with Sanhedrin with the case of the guy who was lovesick, but okay, that he can deal with, because when he quotes the guy who was lovesick, he says, Shlo Yubnei Strel, Prutus Barayos. Okay, Gavaldic. Yeah, that's a Tikkun Olam. He doesn't say, well, if it was Erebus because of Yehor Gal Yavor, and it was Penuya, it's because of Tikkun Bos Yisrael. That's Tikkun Bos Yisrael. But what does he do with Arsog and Atzei Asherah? What does the Rambam do with Atzei Asherah? This is a little tricky. What does he do with our sugya? What?
He doesn't quote
our sugya. Gevaldik. So he's Lashitase. He never says anything about Abizrahu and he doesn't quote our sugya. Of course, the problem that makes for us is what does he do with our Gemara, right? He obviously had an opinion about our Gemara. So, anyone thought about what the Rambam thinks about our Gemara?
Well, there are two sugyas there. If you view them as arguing, then the second one is
how brilliant. So, our whole sugya is difficult. So, I have three answers up my sleeve. You know, with these kinds of things, you can find infinite number of answers in the Achronim. But you want to have one answer if you have a proof that that's the right answer. I don't have any answer that it's a proof that it's the right answer. I'm sorry to say, but Rav Lechlin had a great shot, which I didn't find in any. You find in any Achronim that he says you have two lashonos of Rav Yochanan. I'm Rav Yaakov, Rav Yochanan, ki aser of Dimi, I'm Rav Yochanan. So it's an interesting question. Like, why do you have these two different lashonos? B'kol Masrapin Chutz Me'Atzei Asherah, and B'kol Masrapin Chutz Me'Avodazar Gilei Reshi Yechazdam. I think most people assume that Rav Yochanan just expressed the same idea in two different ways at two different times, and different talmidim heard it and brought it over, right? These are Kiyasar of Dimi, Kiyasar Rabin, that means Rabin was one of the Nechutai, right? He traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Babel and brought different Shmuels. So the people at the Talmud Bavli didn't have the zechus to hang around with Rav Yochanan all day long. They caught a Shmuel of Rav Yochanan that Rav Yaakov told them when he, crossed Syria, and they caught a Shmuel of Rav Yochanan that Rabin told them. And so he expressed himself two different ways at two different times, but was saying the same thing. That way most people understand the sugya. But, maybe it's not so matoyuk. After all, if B'kol is misrapin chutz me'avodazar gilei reshi yechaz damin, then why didn't he say that both times? Or why didn't he say Atzei Asherah gilei reshi yechaz damin both times? So you don't know, meaning, okay, maybe in some context, like he happened to say one sentence once, which is appropriate based on the question he's asked, and then someone asked a different question, he said the sentence a different way. But maybe you could say that, no, it's machlokas in the day of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Often, when you have, often it's Rav Dimi and Ravin bring Rav Yochanan, all over Shas, they bring down a machlokas that Rav Yochanan said. So it's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? The first day in Rav Yochanan said, even Asi Asherah, but Kol Mitzrayim, of course the answer, obviously Gila writes what is our Shechel does, Shechel Dhamma. But even Asi Asherah, Rav is right, you're not Mitzrayim. And then Ravin came, he says, no, Asi Asherah are fine to be Mitzrayim if it's because Nefesh. It's only Gila writes what is our Shechel Dhamma. And since the Rambam, generally, possible like Lishna Basra, maybe you could say, it's a machlokas and he paskins like the Lishna Basra. That's not the way most people understand our sugya, but it's a very meduyak way of understanding our sugya. And, you know, it's always good to kill two birds with one stone. The Rambam's strange and our sugya's strange. So answer them, use them to answer each other.
But, so, but he understood that our sugya was talking about Israel, and that if the, at least the Lishna Kama would assume that Israel are under ours.
That's what he's saying.
So that would support the other issue. I mean, he doesn't possibly, doesn't think it's...
Correct. He doesn't think it's, he doesn't think it's out of the realm of what Chazal we're discussing. I saw Rav Soloveitchik had a piece about this. Where's Varen Soloveitchik's piece? What? No. I saw this before they published the Perfat de Aaron. Okay, if you look in the Peskabatim, you can find where it is. I forget, but...
The Zichron
Arab. In the Zichron Arab, okay? In the Zichron Arab, here's a piece that you heard about Yavor. And Varen Soloveitchik wants to say for the Rambam that Ase Ashera means Avodosa Bekach, means Derech Avoda. So, the Ravaram Soloveitchik, too long to write the whole thing on the board, we'll just abbreviate him. The Ravaram Soloveitchik says that Ase Ashera equals Derech Avodosa. Maybe our Gemara wasn't talking about Rayu. Our Gemara Atzei Asherah wasn't the same thing as the Zohar. It meant Mamash Avodah Atzei Asherah, meaning the way the healing is... Look, we're not a bucky. We don't know how the ancient Asherah worshippers used to use it for healing, right? I'm not a bucky. But it could be that, no, it was just some magic powers in the Atzei Asherah, but it had nothing to do with actual worship. But it could be, no, you had to worship the Asherah to use the wood in this way. Maybe the Atzei Asherah meant that one of the drachim of being Oveid this Asherah was to use this wood in a certain way. And it wasn't just, it wasn't just like Tosfos, here's a holy thing, you know, take some wood home and it'll be good luck. No, it was actually like one of the ways people came to church and worshiped the Asherah was a way that healed you using Atzei Asherah. So if you make the Okimta that Atzei Asherah means B'derech Avodasa B'kach, then it's no problem for the Rambam because it's a case of Odozor Mamish and not Abiz Rayu. The Sfas Emes here has a bit more of a pilpulish answer for the Rambam. If you look in the Sfas Emes here, he says more sort of classic old style way of answering something. If something's a problem, you find 2 days later in the sugya and say this is like one day, but we hold like the other day, and then you're fine. So he says maybe our Gemara was only according to the first day about why Ravina smeared his daughter with Orla juice, which held that there's no heter for cholish ein bo sakana. So our Gemara was only before we knew in the first day before we knew there's a heter cholish ein bo sakana. But once we know the heter, what's the heter? Of course, cholish ein bo sakana is allowed to violate an isser in which way? Look there, Hanasan. That only before we knew in the first day of Chavim and Bees, before we knew that the head of Lokeder Hanasan. Once we know that the head of Lokeder Hanasan, then we think that it really means a Kol She'im Bo Sakana, and you can be strapping with anything Shlokeder Hanasan, except for Asay Sheira, where we're extra Machmir. Which, okay, could be.
Is it Derek Hanasan or Asay Sheira?
No, it's Lokeder Hanasan. He says, make an Okimta argument where it's only someone using the Eitzim in an abnormal way. And that's why you can be rapping anyone who doesn't have sakana. But by Ashera, even if the guy doesn't have sakana, we say be sick a little longer. But he basically says, remember the argument of the Havmina. Inema the Ika sakana, Ika leka sakana. So we reject leka sakana. He says, in the end, we hold leka sakana. It looks there, Hanasan. Okay, it's a whole cheshvin. Nunu. Lania's daiti, I think that if we're going to start. Because we have the Gemara, look at it this way. It's a much simpler way. to read it into the different days in the Gemara. But you can iron yourself if you want. It's not in the brackets, the exact Maramakal. Okay, that's the Rambam. To me, the most interesting sheet to hear, which I think is often overlooked, is Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, first let's see who Rashi fits. Right? What does Rashi say? Last, Rashi, Lomelem, Rukobo Zecha, Yomar Chav Mishnei Vadayim, Mufarzu, Shapam, Shizachav, Pam, Shizachav, Lekach, Hutzruchu, Shneim, Lomer, Ehovet, Baracha, Yosem, Rukob, Balecha, right? Love Hashem more than anything, whether it's your money or your life. Vamisrape, Vatse, Asherah, and someone who's Vamisrape, Vatse, Asherah, Nira, Kemodu, but looks like he's admitting that it's true. Now, does Rashi fit with the first day on the board? Right, that all of us are having a heard Galiyavar? No, because then he would have just said, Hemisrafi Vatse Asherah. What would he have just said? That he's violating Israelah, right? I mean, he doesn't have to add a fact. He just had to say the Pashut. He wanted to have to add a new Svara that Nirakimodiva. If only Surya Hanah, if the Ilav of the Yavim Asherah is the heard Galiyavar, he doesn't have to add a new Svara. So obviously Rashi doesn't hold like that. Does Rashi hold like Tosos that it's because you're going to end up converting to their religion? No, because he doesn't say that. He doesn't say what will happen to you. What does he say? What it will look like. What it'll look like. Does Rashi hold like the Rambam? Well, no, because according to the Rambam, he would have to say your mom is worshiping. Not just look like. Rashi seems to say it's a matter of what it looks like. Right? What does Rashi say? It's because of what it looks like. Now, one thing is very, very clear. We'll just put not applicable here, at least not for me in the Rambam, because I would deny Rashi entirely. But one thing for Rashi, right? Rashi says, Nir'eh kimodeva. One thing I think is very clear. Practically, is Rashi like Tosfos, right? Or like the other Rishonim in terms of Olam Stam. What would Rashi say? What if you just needed oak tree, and this happens to be the only oak tree? Rashi would be machmir because they say you need oak wood to get the medicine for your disease. The only oak tree is an asherah. Does that look like you're admitting the asherah is true?
It depends how much the onlooker knows about. I assume that if
the onlooker sees that you are making medicine from an oak tree, which is an asherah. You're making scientific medicine from the oak tree, which is an asherah. What does the onlooker think? What does that look like if I make scientific medicine from the wood of an asherah? What would the onlooker think?
You're doing science.
That I'm doing science, and it happens to me, I'm not so from maybe, and I don't mind using raw materials that are off limits to Jewish, to from Jews. Right? But it doesn't look like I think it's true, it just looks like I'm doing science. It doesn't look like I think the asherah has power, right? I'm just using it for science. Or if I burn the wood, or if I don't know, I use it to build myself a wagon so they can bring me to the hospital. Right? It doesn't look like I'm admitting it's true, it just looked like I don't mind getting the filthy smell of dirtying my hands in contact with the Avodah Zarah, right? A proper Yid. God might say, he's not a proper Yid. A proper Yid would have nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. This guy doesn't mind soiling himself by contact with this terrible thing. But it doesn't look like I believe in it. I'm just using it scientifically. I think Dover Barer, that Rashi would agree with Tosos here, that if they said Olin Stan, I'm not Nirikimodava. They said, I don't know, you need firewood. If you don't warm up, you're going to die. So I burn the wood. It doesn't look like I believe in it. It just looks like I don't mind getting my hands dirty. But if they say the Asherah has curative powers, right? This is how a lot of people, if you look in the history books, how did Yashka convince everyone to follow him at first? Well, that's such a bucky in history. But I think one of the things he did first was he cured a lot of people's diseases. And if he cured the diseases, then he must be true, right? So therefore, if I think this Asherah's magical power to cure my disease, then it looks like I think it's really true. So I think for sure, practically Rashi would be the same as Tosos. But conceptually, Rashi's not saying the same as Tosos, because Tosos is looking at the effect it has on me. I am Asi Lamit Devasre. And Rashi looks at the PR effect and the message I'm sending to the onlooker. Why is Rashi care so much about the message I'm sending to the onlooker? So I think Niral and Yisdaiti, that to understand this Rashi properly, I think what Rashi's saying, yes?
There's Machlokes Amoraim if the Gimel Chamura is supplied in Betzina.
Correct.
You could say that the Machlokes there is that these are so Chamura because of the Chilul Hashem aspect. So if it's sinner, then there's not such a Chilul Hashem. So something by the Avad Zrayu is that it only depends on the Chilul Hashem aspect.
Ah, so the Avad Zrayu, we're saying the Avad Zrayu depends on the Chilul Hashem aspect. Nira Kemode is more of a Chilul Hashem, as opposed to just on the Yisra Noah is not such a Chilul Hashem. I totally hear that. And I don't know, I would say it a little differently, but not necessarily left bookie from how you're saying it.
How would you know the Gemara though brings a Ryan Pate Ashera from the Brisa that I have a son of Kaha? How would you know that?
Okay. Simi's right. First step, Simi's right, Shmuley's wrong. It never says Chol Hashem in our Gemara, did it? Anyone see the word Chol Hashem in our Gemara? Tipya Hat Hashem al Kecha. So Shmuel's assuming, and you could still be right. You know, well, maybe not today. You're assuming it's really about Chol Hashem, but let's take on the simple level.
Well, even Rabbi Shmuel and Akhmara agreed you have to be one of the doing to go to the Gemara with Farhesia. So you need to know that it's a Bodhazar and a Bodhazar is Asar, and then have a Farhesia. So Shmuel, you'd be right.
Okay, but let me ask you a much, much simpler question. Let's go back to Simi's Pasuk, okay? Let's be Pashat Yidden, right? Pashat Yidden, we only know what it says in the Gemara so far. Does the Pasuk say Avo Gazar is Yehar Vel Yavor? What does the Pasuk say?
Yeah,
like Avas Hashem. That Avas Hashem is, let's call it Avas Hashem is Yehar Vel Yavor, right? Or betrayal of Avas Hashem is Yehar Vel Yavor. Right, so I think that Yesh Mokom Lachkor Po, not just Mokom, but I think a Chiyuv, that we're Chayuv to ask ourselves, on the one hand, the Gemara says all over our Bodhazara, 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 right? Call this Rabbi Chutmi, Bodhazara, Bodhazara, Bodhazara. We know what a Bodhazara means. It's one of the laws in the Torah, it's Chayuv Skila, we have a whole Masechet telling us what a Bodhazara means. On the other hand, the Pasuk doesn't say a word about a Bodhazara. The Pasuk says, Avas Hashem. And the question is it that Avas Hashem is a drash? You know, we know how Torah works, that we don't always, the drash, the halacha l'maaseh pshat of the Pasuk, is not always the simple pshat of the words of the Pasuk. Sometimes al pi drash, we know what the meaning of a Pasuk is al pi Torah shebal peh. So is it that the Pasuk says, V'hat Hashem v'kach kol v'vav v'chol nach chom odecha? And I'll be torah shabbat ben, the halachic meaning of pasuk is avodah zara, the chumra of avodah zara is yehar vel yavor. Or is it that no, it's that avodah Hashem is yehar vel yavor, and avodah zara is a hechitimtzi of betraying Hashem. So now here yesh makom lachor. If we say the ahavta v'chuli, if it's the avdeira of Avodah Zarah that's Yehar Vel Yavor, or, right, not standing up for Hashem that's Yehar Vel Yavor. And,
When you make a Rashi Sanhedrin, when it says, V'akir Shalom Kecha, Mashma Shalom Tam Yirenu Avodah Zarah, it sounds like it's much more intertwined than just a Stam Ahiti Tinsa.
Okay. True, but are we talking about the Avera of worshiping Avodah Zarah? Or are we talking about betraying Hashem to the other side? Right? Now, what would be an Afkamina, anyone? Whether it's the really, it sounds like Avodah Hashem, but halacha l'maaseh it's the Avera of Avodah Zarah? Or no, Avera of Avodah Zarah is just like a nice example, but it's really standing up for Hashem. What would be an Afkamina?
You have many, many mitzvahs or Averas.
No, but obviously we don't mean the guy tells you to chazer. Obviously that's not what we mean by not standing up for Hashem. It's not directly related to Hashem. That's just indirectly related to Hashem. Although, we have the ritva here.
Minos.
What about Minos? Okay. So you could ask Minos, first of all, just Minos is not an Avera of Avodah Zarah. Although you could say it's just as bad an Avera as Avodah Zarah. You could say it's even more common than Avodah Zarah, right? Obde Avodah Zarah. Are not Morita Flomalin, but Min is Morita Flomalin. But I want you to say a little better.
Shas
Hashmad. Although Shas Hashmad, we know is Yehar Vel Yavor.
But that's because it's
Okay,
not
good, excellent. Let's come back to that. I want to read you a Tosfos Sanhedrin. Right, Tosfos Sanhedrin, and then we'll say all the... But this is not, you know, necessarily what everyone would think of immediately when I ask them what's an Afmina. Tosfos Sanhedrin is a Gevaldik Akasha. What's the Akasha? The Gemara talks about Omed Abudazur Me Avu Miyura. What does Abai say? What does Rava say? Abai says Chayav, Rava says Potter. Who do we pass him like? Right? 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 Even though it starts with Ayin, that's not the Ayin of Yal Kagan. That's a Zomim. So we pass like Rava. Omed Abudazur Me Avu Miyura Potter. Now, you can get into lots of very, very fascinating ones. That's exactly what Avu Miyura means. But let's take the Pashup shot that most of the Rishonim say. Avu Miyura means you love someone and like they pressure you to do it. Or you're afraid of someone hurting you, so you're pressured to do it. So if you're only there to deserve Miyura, if you're only there to deserve because you're afraid of what someone will do to you, such as, for example, kill you, then you're Potter. Right? Over to deserve Miyura is Potter. And I think here's an important point. It's not that you're Potter because of Pikuach Nefesh. Prove to me the Torah of Ovid or Azar Miyura is not because of Pikuach Nefesh, because you're also Potter, if you're Ovid of Azara. Me'ava, right? Me'ava Umiyura is Potter. Is Me'ava not Pikuach Nefesh? Me'ava is, you know, a guy wants to marry the girl, so they only he'll go to church. So fine, he goes to church, he doesn't think anything of it, he goes to church just to get the girl. Or he wants the promotion, the guy says, you want the promotion, you have to offer a little wine at the local pedestal. So okay, so me'av miyur is pater. What's the p'tor? The p'tor really, it's not pater because of the pikuach nefesh. Why is me'av miyur pater, obviously? Because, common sense, why is Ovid reserve me'av miyur pater, according to Levi Paskin? What? Because you don't really believe in it, right? What's the point? Omi Avin Yir means I don't believe it's a god. I believe it's shtus v'hevel. I believe these guys are all dumb because they make statues of their grandfather-in-law bow down to it. But you know what? If it's going to win me the contract and I'll get rich, then I'll bow down to it also. Or I think they're a bunch of idiots because, you know, they think that that some guy just got nailed to a cross is all of a sudden the son of God. But if it's that or get killed... Then no, I still think they're a bunch of idiots. I still think it's just. But whatever, I don't want to get killed, so I'll do whatever avodah they do. So that's machlokes, because Rava says, if you don't believe in it, that's not really avodah zara. That's not the chayiv misa. That's not the iser chomer of avodah zara. Now clearly, it's still not a proper thing to do. But it's not real avodah zara because you don't really believe in it. It's just shtus. You're really still a firm guy. You're just under pressure. So, what's the obvious kasha? Tulsa says the kasha. Rava says, Ovid Avodah Zarah me'avim yiras potter, because it's not real Avodah Zarah. It's not really in favor of Avodah Zarah if you don't mean it. What's the obvious kasha? What? Every Har Yal Yavar is Ovid Meyira. But it's really not Avodah Zarah, so what's the problem? Right? It's really not Avodah Zarah, so what's the problem? How can there be a Har Yal Yavar? It's not really Avodah Zarah, because you don't believe in it. So, how would you answer? What's the answer? Two answers, Gevaldik. Works out well for us, no? No, it doesn't happen to work out well. It's just that anyone who it's not that, that I or anyone else in the Shiva Shavelt is such a genius that we figured out Akira and so happened to be the Tosfos that two answers were also smart. It's just that anyone who reads this Tosfos when they're learning Sanhedrin to Seder immediately understands what Akira to ask. So what's the... Okay, anyone want to give one answer? Well, which side of the Chakir did this fit better with? The Kasha is, every Har Yal Yavar is not really a Avodah Zarah. So, what would you say?
Not standing on pressure.
Exactly. And a Hanami. That is Tosa's first answer, right? I have the order right, Dami?
Yeah.
That's Tosa's first answer. It's not an Isra of Avodah Zarah. It's not a Chiv Misa Avodah Zarah if you didn't do it. So what is Tosa saying? Tainach, Tosa's first answer is, Tainach is not real Avodah Zarah. But you still have to give up your life. Why do I have to give up my life if it's not real Avodah Zarah? Because it's not an issue of whether I'm violating the law of Avodah Zarah. Don't give me technicalities of the law of Avodah Zarah. It's not a matter of whether I, inside, am an Ovid of Avodah Zarah or not. Whether I'm going to burn in hell with the Ovid of Avodah Zarah. Whether I'm a Rosh HaMarusha who believes in Avodah Zarah. No, the issue has nothing to do with what I'm actually doing in my own spiritual status. That's not the issue. This isn't how bad of a Russia I'm becoming. The issue is, am I standing up for Hashem or not? Standing up for Hashem is a matter of what statement I'm making, whether I'm standing up to pressure, what I'm doing in public. If I say, no, kill me, I won't bow down to your idol, that's Avas Hashem. And if I say, fine, I'll bow down to your idol, I'm avazin in my heart, it might not be real Avodah Zarah. It might not be such a terrible Aver in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It might only be a very minor Aver in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But that's not Avas Hashem. So the second someone tells me to betray God, I say, great, show me where to sign. So that is Tosfos Sanhedrin. Answer number one. It's not real Avodah Zarah, but it's still Yehari V'al Yavor. If it's not real Avodah Zarah, then what's so bad Yehari V'al Yavor? Because we don't care what it really is inside you. We care what statement you're making when someone says, where do your loyalties lie? You're with Hashem, I'm going to kill you. You're with me, you'll be okay. And if you say, fine, I'm with you, forget Hashem, even though you don't mean anything and you're not really doing such a chomer maisa vera, not an avera chamura, but it's an avera chamura v'avos Hashem. And Shmuley wants to say, he can say, chilul Hashem. Right? It comes out the same thing. As opposed to, but what if you hold it's really the chomer avera avodah zarah? Then you have to go on to Tosa's second answer. What does Tosa's second answer mean? What does Tosa's second answer? Tosa's second answer accepts the premise. Tosa's second answer says, Ein Echanami, you are right. To be Harval Yavar has to be Avodah Zarah Mamish. And his second answer is that a regular Obey Nihira is Chayiv Mishom Avodah Zarah. He says, you thought Rava was saying that any guy who works Avodah Zarah from Avanir is Potter? No, he can't mean that. Because if he's Potter, there'd be no Yehargal Yavor. He must mean an Ovi Meir is Chayav. So what's Rava saying? If you allow me to restate Tosfos and Brisker terminology, Rava wasn't saying a Gavra who worships Avodah Zarah Meir isn't worshiping Avodah Zarah. He's an Ovi Avodah Zarah Gomer. What he's just saying is that a cheft of Avodah Zarah that everyone worships Meir loses its status. The cheft of Avodah Zarah, and that's what he meant. He meant, Ein Echanami, if you have a cheft of Avodah Zarah that everyone worships Meira, that is not a cheft of Avodah Zarah, and it's not Yehar Gal Yavor, but a real Avodah Zarah that many people worship very seriously. Even if you worship Meira, it's still Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's Yehar Gal Yavor. Basically, the second answer of Tosfos says, I accept the question, I accept the premise. Yehar Gal Yavor has to be glued with crazy glue to Chiyav Misa Mishom Avodah Zarah Mamash. Whatever is Chiyav Misa Avodah Zarah Mamash, Yehar Gal Yavor, and that's regular Ovid Meira. And whatever is not Chayav Misa is not Yehar Gal Yavor, and that's a Chesta of Nevad Meira. And then finally, the Chesta of Nevad Meira is not Yehar Gal Yavor, because that's not such a big Avodah Zarah. So these two answers in Tosfos, I think, are arguing, you know, why does Tosfos say these two answers? I think it's very pashut. The first answer says, what does Yehar Gal Yavor have to do with the Chomer Avodah Zarah? Chomer Avodah Zarah is one thing, that's about you. Yehar Gal Yavor is about what you're standing up for. Second thing, Tosfos says, no, absolutely. Yehar Gal Yavor is purely a litmus test for Chomer Avodah Zarah, and therefore he has to reinterpret the Gemara. This also comes across, now you can get into infinite details. When I'm saying these nafkaminas, obviously you could say, you know, this nafkamina is a little more Chomer, maybe everyone agree, or a little more Kal, everyone agree. But this is a similar issue to what all the Rishonim are talking. Yeah?
Why is the Hana from the Chesed to her Be'avar?
No,
no. What does Rav mean in what's going on? What, doing what with the Chesed to her Be'avar?
Which, over here?
Yeah.
No, that's the way the Chesed, it's not worshiping. It's not Hedges Samach Alpha and Base.
No, so what does the Teres mean that
Teres is that regular Ovid Meira is Chayav Misham Avodah Zarah. Right. And that's why he's Yehar Gal Yavor. What did Rav mean? Potter? Rav only at the special cases Potter. When the whole Chesed of the idol was only made to be Neva Meira.
And then the Ovdim are not?
And then the Ovdim are Potter, and it's not Yehar Gal Yavor. Basically, what Rav says is, according to the second answer, let's just find some empty real estate, is that there's two cases. A is Oved Meira, and that is Chayav, because of Avodah Zarah Mamish, and that is Yehareg Ve'al Yavor. And B is Nevad Rak Meira, and Avodah Zarah, that's such a joke that everyone only worships at Meira, and that is Potter, it's not Avodah Zarah Mamish. And that is Yavor Va'al Yehari. That's what he says. Rabbo is talking about. This is Sakim Chakei, Amin Aleph. And this is Sanhedrin, Samach Aleph, Amin Beis. That's the second day. Secondly, it says Psachim Chafein Sanhedrin Samach Aleph can't be talking about the same. I mean, not Asay Sher, I mean the Avodah Zarah part of Psachim Chafein. Can't be talking about the same case. Happen the same case, be Patr, be Hargal Yavar. It must be that in Psachim we're talking about Avodah Zarah that the Christians take seriously. I'm worshiping the Yira, and that's a total Avodah Zarah. And that's what you heard about Yavar. And in Sanhedrin Samach Aleph, they're talking about, I don't know, like some crazy, emperor who thinks he's God of the world and makes himself idols, and everyone knows it's a big joke. What? Haman, some man Haman, who everyone knows it's a big joke, and no one believes in, says that's Makia, the shame chetzah shel Avodah Zarah. It's an Avodah Zarah that everyone thinks is a joke, is Makia, the shame chetzah shel Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's Potter, and that Taka. That Yavra Yaharei, which explains very nicely. Explaining Haman is always going to be tricky because if you explain well why everyone else bowed down to him, you have to explain why Mordechai didn't. If you explain why Mordechai didn't, you have to explain well why everyone else did. All right, so nothing's going to actually explain that until you get to the difference between Mordechai and everyone else. That's the second answer. The first answer just said it's all the same case. Yahar Gal Yavra can go together with being Potter and not being able to Zara Mamish. What does one thing have to do with the other? That's this chakira. I think this also comes across in a big discussion, and this is big halacha l'maisa, the big discussion of the ritva here. What about, right, and this is what the Rambam discussed in the Geras HaShmad. What was the Geras HaShmad about? The Geras HaShmad is really, it's a gevaldika letter, the Geras HaShmad. It really, besides showing the Rambam's godless and lundus, which, everyone knows you should look at it for, it's really, it amazingly shows his psychological insight and his leadership and, how he really understood the souls of all different kinds of people in Klal Yisrael and what they needed to be mechazik them and taking responsibility. It's really, it's an unbelievable letter. But we can't come into all of that now. And it's a tremendous muster. Even people who aren't in Shmad, I think it's a tremendous muster. When he talks about, right, the Rambam talks about what he sends to the people in Shmad. He says, you think, you're all Shmadded and you're all whatever, so you might as well give up. And he brings all these Raya's that, Rav Menevat, Hashem still waits to see if he keeps Erev Tavshilin or not. Is Rav Menevat? No. Whatever you've done until now, right now, Hashem's looking to see if you're going to do the right thing or the wrong thing. It's really tremendous muster for everyone on all sides of the spectrum, wherever you are in life, good or bad. But, okay, the Rama writes the Yerusha Shmad, says this is a funny kind of Shmad. What did the Almohads, I think that was what those type of fanatical Muslims want to do, they wanted us all to say, anyone know how you convert to Islam? You say one thing that's gevaldik and one thing that's not so gevaldik. What's the thing you say of gevaldik?
Hashem is MS.
Right, there is no God but Hashem. That's a gevaldik thing. We're all into that. Unfortunately, then they add something which is not proper, which is, and Muhammad is his prophet. And by Muhammad is his prophet, they mean Muhammad is the prophet and greater, Chas v'Shalom, than Moshe Rabbeinu, which is their belief, right? They believe Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi MS. Basically, Muhammad was a bigger Navi MS. Lowly. So, what about the Shmad? The Rebbe says, they make a Shmad. They don't make you do anything. You just have to show up and say, Muhammad is his prophet. So, is that Yehar Gal Yavar or not? So, what did the Ritva here say? He said, it's Yehar Gal Yavar. It's Tfir of the Iker. Right? It's Tfir of the Torah. Right? He says, what do you mean? You're being when you say Muhammad is prophet, right? I don't know if the Ritva was thinking the Rambam's 13 Ikarim, but you don't mean any fancy 13 Ikarim. This is pasha common sense. If you say Muhammad was a bigger prophet than Moshe, and the Quran is true, and the Torah is chas v'shalom wrong, then you're kofer the whole Torah, right? And that's exactly what the Ritva quotes here from the It doesn't mean Avodah Zarah in terms of technical masechta Avodah Zarah. He means in terms of Yehar Gal Yavar, because Hamod Menasim Kofer B'Torah Moshe, and that's like Avodah Zarah, right? And then he goes even further. He says, and even if they say, be Machal Shabbos, because your religion is not true, ours is, that's also Yehar Gal Yavar. So he says, just accepting Islam as Yehar Gal Yavar. And what does the Rambam say in the Yeres Hashmad? The Rambam says, we never saw a funny Shmad like this, right? He says, this Shmad is unlike anything we ever saw before. In the earlier Shmad, they always required you to do Avodah Zarah, or Chilul Shabbos, or to eat Chazer, or all kinds of other strange things. This is the first Shmad we have. Yeah, maybe I guess it's the first Shmad that we have with the Muslims. And of course the Muslims aren't required to do Avodah Zarah, because they don't do Avodah Zarah. the Muslims aren't going to require you to eat pigs. They don't eat pigs either, right? So what do the Muslims require you to do? Just to say, oh, I accept the Quran. So the Quran says, this kind of shmad, that's not Yehar Gal Yavr. They're just telling you to say things. So whatever, so you say some things. Obviously, to say such thing of your own free will with conviction and belief makes you the worst rush in the whole Torah, right? That's cool enough in Torah's Gomer. That ain't no chil haba. But just stop to say it, because they're pressuring you, what's the Aveira? I mean, it's an interesting question. What, I don't know, someone fine in the 365 Lavin, I know the Aveira of actually believing in Islam or some other kfira. That's good, to actually believe in kfira, I know it's a terrible Aveira, that's Pashat. But we're not talking about believing, right? The Rambam wasn't talking about people who believe. Those people weren't interested in a letter from the Rambam. The Rambam was talking about people who just didn't know what to do under pressure, and they believed in Judaism. So just to say Muhammad is a prophet, which is the law, 365 Lavim is that?
Isn't the Rambam, you recorded the debate that the Rambam writes that even reading Svarim HaBodhisattva, which couldn't lead you in some way, shape, or form to believing something over there is be problematic. It seems that in public declaring something wouldn't be as bad, would be just as bad as reading something which is problematic.
It might be like Pniya Achar HaBodhisattva. Could be called Pniya Achar HaBodhisattva, meaning turning towards some link and some connection to HaBodhisattva which could influence you. Alright, could be. Apparently the Rambam wasn't worried about that. But that's a stretch. So I think the answer is Pashut. He says, what do you mean? Don't let us fool ourselves. None of you showed an argument that actual kfir was the Yehar Gal Yavr. Of course, Tainus, let's all grant that actual kfir is Yehar Gal Yavr. No, but someone who actually wants to be kofar is not asking the Shaila. Right? Unfortunately, someone actually wants to be kofar, they don't care if it's Yehar Gal Yavr. We're just talking about saying something to make them happy. So the Ritva says, saying something, that's what is our gomer. The Rambam says, what do you mean? It's just saying something. Mahabaya. What are they arguing about? So I think, narrowly, that they're arguing about this Chakira. Narrowly, I think for sure, I'm not saying all these opinions have to go together, because you can draw the line in different places, but narrowly, this is what they're arguing about. This is what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, what did the Ritva say? That Mode Be'munasan, right? Mode the emunasam. Again, he doesn't mean to really believe their emuna. That's not what he means. He means to be moded to them is yehareg ve'al yavor. And the Rambam says yavor ve'al yehareg because it's only deeper. What does the Rambam mean? He means it's only a deeper. You're not doing the aveira of Avodah Zarah. What aveira are you doing? You're just making them happy. That's not an aveira. That's not so chomer. It's not chomer to lie and say you believe in Muhammad. It's only